Welcome to About Sex with Angela Skirtu. I'm a licensed marriage therapist and ASEX certified sex therapist. Today I want to talk to you about fighting and what it's doing for your relationship. So, sometimes I'll have these sessions that end in couples fighting, and the truth about fighting is it doesn't get you closer to your end result. I understand why people fight. They get angry and you're struggling because you both have a different point of view. And it's hard to be talking to each other and not feel like either one of you is listening. But the reality is, fighting has an opposite effect. It doesn't help people really resolve issues. What it does is it separates you. And depending on how intense the fight gets, it makes it so that you hear each other less and less. So essentially, when you come to therapy with me, my job is actually to stop the fight and to get you to start trying to really listen and hear each other. And if I can do that, then you guys can actually effectively start to resolve your issues. So I do it in different ways. Like, for example, if a couple starts fighting and it gets out of control, I'll separate people in session. It's essentially like a timeout. I'm trying to model for couples that when you get that heated, you're really not being effective in your discussion anymore. You're just talking over each other. And so taking a timeout and actually having a couple split up is one strategy to stop you from fighting so that you can come back, calm down, and try to talk about it more respectfully. Another strategy I take is I try to have couples focus on me for a time. I'll say, hey, okay, guys, let's stop, but I want you to listen to me while I talk about things. And sometimes that helps couples to kind of calm down, especially if I'm trying to empathize with your different points of view and really just trying to explore what each of you is going through. But that tactic of stopping the argument and having you listen to me is one approach that helps couples to stop fighting. But then another approach that I'll sometimes take is to stop the couple, but then actually teach you to calm down. Because the reality is there are some couples who've never really learned how to calm down. So they'll get into a fight and they'll get really loud, but then they just leave each other and then push the issue under the rug rather than coming back and really talking about it. And so essentially, if that's happening in session, then I might stop you, get you guys doing either deep breathing or doing like a mindfulness exercise, which is just another version of a calm down exercise. And then I'll have you talk again. But either way, if you're in a therapy where you're just sitting in front of a therapist fighting, that's not good therapy. There's a reason to allow you to discuss things for a time and get a little bit heated. Sometimes therapists are doing that because they're trying to see how you interact and ways that you trigger each other so that they can start to target that later on in therapy. But it shouldn't happen for very long. At the most, maybe 10 to 20 minutes should you be in therapy where you're talking through things and it gets a little bit heated. But other than that, after that, the goal is to change things. It's to teach you strategies to really listen to each other. Because ultimately, when couples reach resolutions, they're not fighting. They're talking to each other. They may have different opinions. They may be in conflict to some degree, but they're not fighting. They're trying to listen to each other. They're trying to respect each other's opinions. Yes, it's hard to hear different opinions, especially when you feel like you're right. But ultimately, couples who are getting resolutions are going into a discussion or a conflict with the idea that they want both people to be happy. I want to be happy and I want you happy. And how can we talk about this in a way that makes us both happy at the end of it? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect at this thing myself. Even as I'm saying this, I'm imagining times where I've tried to talk to my husband and I've not been good at it because nobody's perfect. And sometimes when your partner has a different opinion, it is hard to try and listen to them. So I've made mistakes too. I'm not expecting you to be 100% perfect at this. But I do know this. When I talk to my husband and try to really hear him and value his opinion and value what he's struggling with, those fights or conflicts tend to work better than ones where I'm just trying to prove him wrong and ones where I'm telling him he's you know, like, I don't care. Like, there's what I'm saying is if you go in with an attitude of I'm right or it's my way or the highway, then you're going to build resentments in your relationship. So ultimately, what I'm teaching you right now is a strategy for negotiating collaboratively. If you become a collaborative negotiator, your goal is how can we both be happy at the end of this conversation, or how can we both at least be somewhat happy? I give a little and I take a little. Your partner gives a little and they take a little, but we're not just trying to prove the other person wrong. I had a therapist say this to me before, and basically they said, Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? That doesn't mean you don't bring up conflict. It just means that when you try to bring up conflict, you attempt to really hear each other, respect each other's opinions, and come up with an end result that makes both of you happy. Happiness comes from that collaborative negotiation where it's, okay, this is what you need. This is what I need. Okay, how can we find a way to put those needs together as a team? And in the end, we're both happy, or we're both at least partially happy. What couples sometimes are doing is the my way or highway approach. And that approach or that negotiation style is ending with resentment and bitterness. Basically, it's, I'm right and you're wrong and you just need to accept that you're wrong and deal with it. Well, what that creates is a marriage of sacrifice for both of you, actually, especially if both of you are doing a my way or highway approach. So for example, if you both take the my way or highway approach, what happens is sometimes one of you gets your way or sometimes the other person gets their way. Now, when you get your way, you're somewhat happy, but you're kind of annoyed that you had to fight so hard to get your way from your partner. And then your partner feels like they had to make a sacrifice to end the conversation. And vice versa. If your partner wins, then they kind of feel bitter about the fact that they had to fight so hard to get it. And then you feel like you're making a sacrifice. And a marriage of sacrifice is not a good marriage. It's painful. I'm not saying that there isn't some sacrifice in marriage, because there is. I mean, there are no 100% happy, happy endings to every conflict. I know that because I'm making money as a therapist. Clearly, there are issues that need very creative resolutions that sometimes you just can't come up with by yourself. That's why I have the job, to help you guys with that. But it's more than that. If you are constantly sacrificing in your marriage, constantly having to give in, it's going to create bitterness over time. The only way to actually do sacrifice that is positive is, so let me give you an example. So sometimes a couple will have to move. A move, like a big life change, like a move, is a sacrifice for one partner and both partners in some ways. But sometimes you do that in a relationship because one person's got a great job opportunity and you're not going to say no to them. I mean, that's an amazing opportunity. But there's a sacrifice involved. And the sacrifice is you're moving away from family and friends. You have to start over. You may lose some savings in the process because it does take a lot to move. So it's a sacrifice. The only way to actually make that sacrifice work is to make sure that you do everything you can for the person making the sacrifice, to let them know that they matter, that you appreciate what they did, and you're going to try and make it easier for them. It's still a sacrifice for them, but when a partner makes a big deal about saying, hey babe, thank you so much for doing this for me. I know this was a lot for you. I know this was difficult for you, but every day I hope you understand how much this meant to me that you made this sacrifice. And if a sacrifice is taken care of that way and it doesn't happen often, then it doesn't necessarily have to lead to a resentment, because essentially you as a partner are recognizing how big a sacrifice it is. And you're trying to let them know in as many ways as possible that they matter and you appreciate what they did. It makes it easier to make the sacrifice, essentially. So in that way, if you make a sacrifice and you're taken care of through that sacrifice, then it's not a terrible thing to go through. It's hard, but you're doing it as a team and you're being very respectful and loving of the choice that that person made. Now let's look at a marriage where there's sacrifice happening constantly. So if you are always sacrificing, I sacrifice for you, you sacrifice for me, then, and there's no like statement about, hey, I appreciate that you did this. I appreciate how much you did to take this sacrifice for me. Then what happens is you feel bitter. You feel bitter and resentful and hurt because it feels like, well, I did this for you and it's like you don't care. And people who are fighting in that my way or highway approach, they're not saying to their partner, hey, I know this hurt you and this was difficult for you. No, they're just fighting to win and expecting their partner to take that sacrifice. And essentially, it's a hit to the marriage. It's a hit. And so then they're just having to deal with it. And guess what? You do get bitter after that. And you get resentful and hurt. And you don't want to move forward. Or you do, but you struggle with it. That's not an effective way to live your marriage. In marriage, I know it's hard, but you've got to try to make each other happy. And when you recognize that somebody's making a sacrifice, you've got to work to make sure that they know that that sacrifice happened and appreciate the hell out of them. Yes, I said the H-E double hockey sticks word, but it's the truth. And when you do it that way, if it's a rare thing that somebody has to do a sacrifice, then you end up happy because ultimately your goal in the relationship is to constantly be trying to make each other happy. And it doesn't mean you don't have conflict. In fact, the opposite is true. You bring up the conflict, but even in that conflict, you're trying to make each other happy. So it's, hey, oh, I didn't realize that hurt you. I'm sorry, babe. How can we make this work better? How can I help you? And the more that you take a collaborative style of negotiating over time, the happier you end up because the goal is, well, we're going to both be happy at the end of this. And so I'm asking you to work on not fighting, but work on resolving, hearing each other, talking through it, and accepting that you're going to be different at times. But ultimately, happiness comes from a plan of action where you're both trying to make each other happy. And it's not just about I get to win at your expense. Thank you. And if you want more information, visit my website at www.therapistinstlouis.com.